Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
There we go, baby. Welcome to America.
It's a big old land.
No snowstorm's going to slow us down, by golly. Welcome to What's On Your Mind. I'm Scott Hillen, Kevin Flynn in the Lakeside Bunker.
Yeah, there's no fire at the fire pit anytime soon at the Lakeside Studio here.
You're waiting that out, are you?
Yeah, the snow's up to the top of the chairs now around our fire circle. But, hey, you know, it's March 1st. It's what we do here.
Is there a tax cut in your future? We're going to tackle that today with the author of a bill for an income tax cut in North Dakota. Craig Hedlund will join us on the program today. Mike Lindell will be here, the great Mike Lindell, of course, from MyPillow. News on the election front in Arizona. He'll tell us what's going on there. How about L.A.? You know what L.A. is doing right now? Hey, I don't think this is going to surprise you. I'm thinking this might not surprise you, but Los Angeles is dumping what they call right-wing cops because they want to bring in diversity hires. Shock you? Yeah. That doesn't shock me.
What's that $4 million Manhattan Beach beachfront home going to be worth in a few years when it reaches the suburbs? Yeah, because it's going to. It's everywhere out there. It's craziness.
It is it's a fungus.
Yeah.
It's not being kind, but yeah. it's a fungus. It's a disease of sorts out there in crazy California. So anyway, we'll have that for you today on the program. I want to know who you think are the true heroes of a storm like this. Who's the heroes? Who deserves the shout-outs? Let us know today on the program, 855-200-1776. Jay Thomas is our hero right now because he's out there doing a road report. And it is not for the faint of heart to be driving at this very moment in the Fargo-Moorhead metro or the region. That's for sure. Jay, what are you finding?
This is a real treat. Yeah, I'm bringing Alex home from the Need to Know Morning Show. It's a little bit better now than when I came in a couple hours ago. We were just on 32nd Avenue. They've got that plowed again. Most of Veterans Boulevard is taken care of up if you're heading north once you get over 94 overpass. This part is not taken care of. I mean, they've been working on this most of the night, but as soon as you plow it, it just blows right back in. We got a couple more hours of this, but yeah, don't drive. As I'm driving around telling you don't drive. Yeah. But, yeah, and talking on the phone, there's literally no traffic around. So, you know, there's a truck in front of me. That's it. But, yeah, just hold off. It's just not worth it. I mean, I've got a big jacked up truck, and even my truck, it's kind of tough to get through.
Does Alex want to do this report, you think?
What's that? No, we're good. I mean, there's nothing. There's just nothing out here. Just stay home. I mean, that's just road report. Here's your road report. This sucks.
Okay. That's exactly what I was just thinking, dude. That was exactly on my mind right there.
Now, earlier when you were out, there was a lot of stranded vehicles, like at intersections. Are most of those getting plowed out now? Are the intersections clearing up?
Yeah, we've only seen a couple since we left the Flag Media building. So they're getting them out of there. I even saw the city of West Fargo had their their public works, you know, pickup trucks out with plows on them. They're, oh, crap. Hold on, there's a big grader. Please tell me you're turning. Okay, I thought that guy was going to hit me. They're even out helping, it looks like. So, yeah, they're getting them off the roads. But, again, you know, people, you got to turn your lights on, man. You can't. Your auto lights don't depend on those flip over to regular lights, because otherwise people ain't going to see your tail. You won't have any tail lights.
Oh, that's really tough. Really tough. I agree with you 100% there. I missed my exit. Literally, northbound on 29, didn't see my exit till I was past it, you know, and then barely a little flash of it. So visibility's not good.
I heard that this morning. Yeah, this morning was brutal. I had to go pick up my producer, Ronnie, and he lives down south of Osgood, and it was vehicles stranded. There were semis stranded in town. It was crazy. But it looks like these vehicles are starting to get moved out. And people, the cool thing is I'm seeing a lot of vehicles stranded. It's not cool to have your vehicle stranded. But the owners are actually there shoveling them out. They're not just leaving them.
Which is kind of nice, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
good idea.
Sort of common courtesy that you do that rather than I'm out of here. Just get a ride home and hope somebody else takes care of it, for crying out loud.
Yeah, and the other thing, if your vehicle gets stranded, turn your hazards on, because I've ran into so many of those vehicles this morning that were stuck. The people were still there with their vehicles. Here's one right here, stuck. No, turn your hazards on, especially when you have a white vehicle in a whiteout.
Did they hear you?
No, I was just screaming. at it.
For effect.
Yeah. Makes you feel better anyway, right? Turn your hazards on, for crying out loud. My gosh, people. Yeah.
Well, I'm in our neighborhood now, and you would have not got through this. This is ridiculous. Yeah, we're going to end up with about 15 inches out here, according to Dean Wysocki in West Fargo. We got pounded out here. I mean, pounded.
Wow. It's going to be fun to watch certain little furry friends in the Thomas family have a little run of the backyard.
Yeah, they have a little trouble going potty. They're about 19 pounds, and the snow is way over them.
the trials have come from snow day, that's for sure. Well, you two take care. Thanks for the update. Appreciate it very much.
Brother, talk to you soon.
You bet. Take care. Who's the heroes today, in a day like today?
I got a text on that plow from our buddy Paul at the diocese. Plow operators, police and fire, medical staff, and media.
Yeah, there you go.
To keep you informed.
That was nice. That was nice to throw media in there. Another one says, give a lot of credit to those that can't call it a snow day. They are a necessary part of keeping things going.
Oh, amen.
DOT drivers, police, sheriff, doctors, nurses, you do stay overnight away from home just in case. Yeah, a lot of those folks do. It's a very good point. The police chief earlier, Fargo Police Chief Dave Zabalski, told us it's very common that law enforcement will overnight at the police station so they can get out there first thing in the morning and go to town. That's something else. By the way, I haven't even mentioned the number, and already people are texting, and that's great. 855-200-1776 to call us, 855-200-1776 to call us. And my app is glitching out here on the phone, Daniel, so if you could, just let me know in my ear when there's folks waiting to go and talk. To text us, 701-237-1590, 701-237-1590. Here's another email. Actually, our son had a medical appointment at Essentia early Tuesday afternoon on University Drive. All people inside were required to wear masks. We saw only one person who had a mask pulled down, and he was coming off the elevator. We, of course, followed the directive. Fergus Falls listener. Tom. Thank you, Tom. Says, P.S., I will take the opinion of doctors and nurses on mask wearing versus naysayers. Yeah, I don't know if it's the opinion of doctors and nurses or just some administrator or bureaucrat sitting somewhere, but given everything we know about masks and the virus, I'm not sure it is the fail-safe that it is purported to be. You, Kev?
No. Yeah.
That'd be a no.
That'd be a no.
That'd be a no, as Barack Obama would say in Jimmy Fallon's show.
Yeah.
That'd be a no. Yeah, and I don't know. If you're going to wear a mask anywhere, it'd be in a healthcare setting, I guess, right?
I guess. Okay. I just don't. I wonder. It seems like you're only reading one report or one thing. You know, I mean, long before COVID, you could go to the hospital and get sick by just sitting in the waiting room. You know, so, I mean, whatever. It's okay to get sick. It's all right. Develop the immune system. Get the antibodies.
Yeah.
Get the deal. Get better. Have a better immune system. Stay healthy.
It's a good point.
Wait, you know.
Under what condition did we wear masks pre-COVID?
I know.
We now know masks don't stop COVID, so.
So what's the point?
Why have we, is this theater? Yeah. I think it's theater.
It is
really
theater.
Do. Yeah. Exactly right. It's the vid theater. More after this on What's On Your Mind. Call us 855-200-1776.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? You've been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming February auctions include 786 acres of exceptional cropland in Ward County, 310 acres of highly productive cropland in Renville County near Glenburn, 308 acres of excellent cropland in Trail County south of Mayville in Portland, 640 acres of highly productive cropland near Hope, North Dakota and Steele County, and 340 acres of exceptional cropland in Becker County, Minnesota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
When we think March, we think crop insurance. Hi, this is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. We will be hosting a March farmer meeting to discuss the 2023 outlook, which will include examples using set spring MPCI prices and share strategies that are geared towards protecting your revenue and preserving your equity. Let us at Irie Insurance be your crop insurance partner. Join us for our meeting in Hillsborough on Thursday, March 2nd at 8 a.m. For location details, please visit our website at irieins.com. Irie Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
God bless you. Pledging allegiance to that flag. Snow day today on What's On Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon with Kevin Flynn on the program. Dean Wysocki, our chief meteorologist, will be here in a moment to tell us a little bit about when this is going to wind down. They've done it again at Potlatch. They found us another great deal on the Wednesday Wheel Special. This is a 2014 Chev Equinox LT all-wheel drive. Day like today, you need all-wheel drive, that's for sure. 2.4 liter, four-cylinder, 157,000 miles on this. Gets 29 miles per gallon, by the way. Exterior is Atlantis Blue Metallic. Great features. Engine block heater, backup camera, remote start, premium cloth seat trim. You got the MyLink audio system. This thing was $10,000. It's only $9,000 right now. Perfect for a second car, something safe and reliable for the young driver and the family. You're saving over $1,000 today, and you know it came from our friends at Pucklitz, North Dakota's home for Chevy. See it at PucklitzValleyCity.com, PucklitzValleyCity.com, and tell them Scott sent you. Mike is in Frazee with a road report. Hello, Mike. What's on your mind?
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi, Kevin. Hi, Scott.
Hi there.
I just went by Kevin's house just a little bit ago.
You did?
It's, I drive a propane truck, and none of the back roads are even done.
What do you do then when you're driving a propane truck and the roads aren't done?
You go.
Yeah. Make a run at it.
You go. Other than that, the wind has picked up here along the lakes. I don't know if you're at home or if you're at the office, Kevin, but it's pretty bad out here in some places.
Yeah, we talked about that earlier. When you're a township road, you got to wait till it ends because there just isn't a budget to send the trucks out twice.
No.
So, yeah, they'll be waiting for a while. Yeah. No, I know who it is.
It's pretty bad. It's in places.
Yep. I know who this is. Good to talk to you, buddy. Thanks for checking in.
Good to talk to you. Yep,
all right.
Bye.
You bet.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate those road reports from wherever you're at, 855-200-1776. How about that? Just deliver propane. Can't get to the roads. They're all blocked off. Just plow through it. I love
it. Got to get the tanks filled. Keep the heat on.
Exactly right. Yeah, exactly right.
One of our heroes out there making sure life as we know it continues.
Exactly. Dean Wysocki, our chief meteorologist, is here with an update on our weather situation. And When is this sucker going to dial it back, Dean?
Well, I'll tell you what. We're looking at that band of heavy snow still sitting over the FM area. The back edge of this is about 25 miles northwest of downtown FM. So we're hoping this would be out of here, the heaviest stuff, by 10 o'clock. It looks like this band continues to just regenerate, and it is slowly moving to the southeast. Now this is already now starting, the heavier bands are starting to push into Lakes Country right now. The strongest winds lining up along the valley out towards about Valley City, where winds are gusting up to 40. All of this moving into Lakes Country. As our caller just reported, winds are already picking up in Lakes Country. So most of the heavy snow, now the heavy snow band that's sitting over the FM area right now, should start to wind down close to 11 and then push into Lakes Country. It could last as long as noon, but I think 11 is a safe bet. Winds will continue, though, anywhere between 30 and 40 miles an hour all the way through early afternoon. After about 3 o'clock, the winds just start to relax a little bit. Travel not recommended. We've got blizzard-like conditions, numerous vehicles stalled even in the city. So let's run down some of the snowfall totals that we have so far. Some of these were as of 7 o'clock this morning. You could probably add a couple inches onto that. 11 inches in downtown Fargo, 7.5 inches, and that was an earlier report, in Moorhead, 10 inches in Glendon, about 11.5 in West Fargo, anywhere between 4 to 6 inches in DL, 6 inches in Frazee. Fergus, checking in with 5.5 inches. Becker County, anywhere between 6 and 8. Let's see, Lake George, Minnesota, 8 inches. Lake Itasca, 9.5 inches. Daisy, 9.8. Castleton, about 9 inches as well. South Fargo, at last check, was at 5 inches at 6 in the morning, but you figure it's been snowing at the rate of about an inch an hour. So we're up to about 8 inches or more in South Fargo. There's going to be areas that were under the heavier snow bands for an extended period of time, which includes about downtown through West Fargo. Could wind up with over a foot of snow before all is said and done. And again, travel, just do not travel this morning. We're starting to see visibility improve a touch. Don't let that fool you. We still have some moderate to heavy snow falling along with those strong winds. And again, this really, you won't see notable improvement until probably early to mid-afternoon. So, again, travel just not recommended out there, Scotty.
Appreciate that very much, Dino. Tell me when the next weather event is going to come. And by the way, I know our friends in the Bakken are saying, what kind of a snow day? We don't have a snow day. Good on you. You've got oil to take out of the ground, so we want to make sure that keeps going. But when do we expect the next major snow event?
Well, I'll tell you, you're right. I mean, areas around the Bakken didn't get anything at all. From the Bakken over towards Grand Forks, nothing at all. This was mainly right along the 94 corridor all the way out through Bismarck. We're going to have some quiet weather after today. Our next chance of snow, and this looks light, comes in Sunday night into Monday. The LRC had a possible stronger storm around the 7th or 8th, and then we turn active from right around St. Paddy's Day through the end of the month. So it's going to be a stormy month, especially for central and eastern parts of the state, from not only this storm, but from mid-month to the end of the month. It looks like just a stormy, active month and colder than normal.
Appreciate it, sir. Dean Wysocki, our chief meteorologist, with a weather update there. And there's a lot going on, so we'll keep you posted here, road reports as well. Fred and Wing, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Hey, Fred, go. What's up today?
Well, I think we got the snow that you guys got last night already up here in Wing. Because we came home last night, and, well, we got caught coming from Minot, and holy cow, we got right up here north by Benhoff coming south, and there was a car sitting in the middle on the side of the road, got off to the side, and the bad visibility, no lights on. I got off to the side, and I couldn't stop. There's nobody in the car, so we kept going. We couldn't stop anyway. It was slippery underneath. So, yeah, it would have been nice if you guys could have been in your car, leave them lights on, you know. If you get out there to pull it out, just bring your cables along and boost it if you have to. A lot of people think they're going to run their battery down, then they won't be able to sneak out there. So leave them on if you can. And I tell you what, you come along at 50 miles an hour, and out of the blue, there's a white car sitting there with no lights on at night. It's not good.
Not good at all.
No.
It's a great point. And I think also, worst case, you'd have to jump your vehicle, right? I mean, so turn the safety hazards on.
We got to our road, and I'm talking to Kevin now, coming on Township Road. And we got on there. We got 1/4 mile from our place, and my wife and I are stuck in the middle of the road. Within an hour.
Oh, bummer.
So my son had to go out, and he started up his four-wheel drive. Thank God we got some four-wheel drives around. And then he drove out there. Then I had to walk in front of the four-wheel drive as we pulled the four-wheel drive, pulled the car back in the yard.
Fred, there's got to be a movie you've been dying to see.
Wait a minute.
Get a hot beverage and get something on the TV.
I think Fred's been in the movie. I can just see him in front of the four-wheel drive. Hang on, Fred, through the break here. We'll let you finish up when we come back in a moment on What's on Your Mind.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
Join the family of satisfied customers. Here's Becca talking about what brought her into Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too.
We talked to Vince and he went through why Hot Springs is the best. And after seeing his versus the other ones we've had in the past, hands down, it's been Hot Springs Spas. Mainly because of the low maintenance. So easy to clean. The filters are so, so easy. You can just throw them in the dishwasher. There's no more soaking them in chemical and having a mess. The customer service was awesome.
Hot Springs Spas, Pool Tables too, West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks too.
USA News Update. Kansas City, Missouri Mayor Quentin Lucas is reporting 3 police officers have been shot. The incident occurred last night when Kansas City Police Department tactical officers were executing a warrant in the eastern part of the city. The 3 officers who were shot were immediately taken to a local area hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. They are currently listed in stable condition. The Missouri Highway Patrol is conducting the investigation since the Kansas City Police Department was involved. The standoff continues. Ars Technica's Eric Berger believes the cause of Monday's scrubbed launch on WESH 2 News will not be a problem for Thursday morning's launch of NASA's Crew 6 astronauts to the International Space Station.
You know, I don't think it's a serious major technical problem for them to fix. I think they just had an issue with their ground systems supplying this TTEB chemical, the igniter fluid, to the rocket.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On What's On Your Mind, brought to you by PetroServe USA. Snow day like today, might be thinking chicken pot pie might do you well. 12th Avenue, I-29 location, NP Avenue, downtown Fargo. Tater Tot Hot Dish today, Swedish Meatballs in Glendon, Salisbury Steak in Yulin, Lasagna with Garlic Bread, 45th Street in Fargo. Swedish Meatballs or Taco Hot Dish, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. 28 before the top of the hour. And Fred Wing's going to finish up his thoughts, and then we're going to talk a little bit about how you might be getting an income tax cut if you're in North Dakota with Representative Craig Hedlund. Give us an update on where that bill is at in the state legislature. Sorry, Fred, the clock called. What else was on your mind?
Well, I was going to tell you the rest of the story, but where do you want the truth or do you want my version of it? I can tell you the whole thing. But we got to go down the big hill, could not see if we're running in the ditch on each side of the road. So I walked in front of the headlights of the Suburban, which was pulling the Ford, the car. And my wife was so white knuckled we didn't need flashers. She was holding in the car driving. It's nice when you get to pull your wife once in a while. And she's been in the back car holding with the brakes, then he's coming down the hill and I have to go in front and walk in the center of the road so he can drive behind me.
Oh my
God. We come down the road and pull in the yard. We got in the yard and it's just absolutely zero visibility. The worst thing was carrying the groceries in because the black lab dog kept trying to take the sidewalk away from us, which was covered with a foot and a half of snow. So you take groceries in out here and, you know, you buy up because you don't go very many places. So you buy up for a couple weeks. You got 20 bags to carry in. It's a chore for old people like me, you know, so. Yeah, I don't like these storms. We need to pray against them. It, you know, God's got to help us a little bit. We don't need this stuff. No, too much.
We need moisture. That's a good thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the amount of snow we got right now, if it doesn't melt before spring, will be a hazard for us to get our crops in. We need to have slow melting right now. And when this all goes down, it'll fill all the potholes up here. If it goes too fast, it's going to hurt Fargo. It's going to come right down to Cheyenne and every other river. You know, the Cheyenne River starts right north of us up here. It's all going to go all the way down there. And so we need it to have some warm weather, let it melt off slow. And if we get half an inch of rain every couple of weeks in the spring, we'll be fine.
Your lips to God's ears, Fred. You just kind of keep that coming. That's for sure. Another texter says, if we get a couple more dumps like this in early rain, I can imagine pretty good flooding on the Red River. So flooding, getting in the field, drought, a lot of things to lot of moving pieces there, that's for sure. Representative Craig Hedlund is here to give us an update on the income tax bill in the North Dakota legislature. Craig, how are you? Is Craig on, Daniel? Is Craig on? Okay, you want to give him a ring?
We're waiting.
While we're waiting, I got plenty
busy
of texts.
Busy guy.
Plenty of texts to.
Hey, we got a note. Matt Bus just passed on. Matt Bus sent on an update on their social media page just about an hour ago. They'll be starting services at noon today, not 9:15. So they've delayed that too.
All right.
Morehead, so.
Listener says, I had to go pick up the children this morning. Poor call. All other schools closed in this area. I lost a little respect for school leaders this morning. I thought school was closed everywhere.
They need to listen to Dean Wysocki in the LRC.
There you go.
He was spot on with this.
Craig Hedlund is on the phone, state representative, for an update on our chances for income tax relief. Craig, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Scott. Thanks for having me.
We thought since we have been following this along the way, we should get an update for our listeners on how the property or the income tax relief is coming along. Give us an update.
Well, I passed 1158 over to the Senate prior to crossover, and they haven't scheduled it in the Senate yet, but it'll be heard soon in Senate Finance and Tax. We also passed a couple of other income tax bills over there that I'm not sure you're aware of. One of them, 1118, a similar bill to 1158. The difference is instead of a 1.5 flat tax rate, it has a 1.99 flat tax. The other difference is it provides a tax credit up front of $800 for individuals or $1,600 for those married filing jointly. We did that to assure that nobody gets a tax increase that's paying at that lower marginal rate in today's existing tax code.
Under 1118, who gets the $800 or $1,600?
Could you repeat that, please?
I said under 1118, who gets the $800 or the $1,600?
That would go to every North Dakota tax filer. You have to have a North Dakota resident to receive that tax credit. It's similar to the one that was passed out during the special session, the $350 and $700 credit that everybody seemed to enjoy. So there was a push by a faction of the House that wanted to see some type of credit move forward.
Interesting. And you mentioned there were others?
One other bill that we moved forward is, as we're competing with other states for workforce, we noticed that some of the states that have moved to a flat tax already have also developed a trigger mechanism to get them to a zero tax rate. So I put a bill together that would do that for us. It would reduce the rate by 0.5% every time after the first year of the biennium we came in with revenues coming in over 10% of what was projected. So excess revenue triggers an additional tax cut. Eventually it gets you to zero. It helps us in more ways than you know. It helps us keep from having to deal with all their requests for funding when we come in with a surplus like we have today, and it provides that relief without us having to go in and work through the system to get it. So it's automatic. That passed with all but two votes out of the House. It was liked by both Democrats and Republicans. All tax bills actually passed with strong, strong majorities.
Well, some wonders never cease. I'm glad. I know there aren't a ton of Democrats in the legislature, but if the ones that are there agree we need to be taxed less, we're doing something right.
Well, you're absolutely right. And then, you know, Scott, as you know, in the past, we've sent a lot of tax bills over to the Senate out of the House in prior sessions, only to watch them die a slow death over there. So, you know, we're going to have to get the public engaged. I do believe there's more will this session to pass income tax relief over there. But, you know, over there, they still talk about property tax relief. And you know, I get it. I understand people's desires for property tax relief. But to call it relief, you know, really is somewhat disingenuous because you have to take the tax money from somebody else to provide their relief on the property end because we don't collect that. The difference there from income taxes, income tax, you keep your money that you earn. You do not. We do not collect it at the state. I think it's, you know, it's a huge difference. We don't have to write a check into the future with like we do with property tax relief with income tax relief. So, you know, that's why I favored income tax relief for several sessions now. And I think, you know, more and more of the legislature is beginning to agree and understand that why.
What did happen on the property tax relief front in the first half of the legislature?
Well, there was two bills over in the Senate, one in the House. We passed a relatively minor increase to the homestead tax credit that covered the cost of inflation since it was last dealt with, essentially. And over in the Senate, they passed a much larger homestead tax credit that eliminates the asset portion of that test, which would allow a lot more people to qualify. They also passed over a mill levy buy down for school levy. It was reduced from how it was introduced from 30 mills to 20 mills, but that would also, you know, provide some immediate relief on a property taxpayer statement. The trouble is, from what we've learned in the past, you know, it only took a couple years and that was all eaten up by other political subdivisions and through taxable value increases. So
yeah,
it hasn't worked in the past. I don't understand why anybody thinks that it'll work any better now, but I think people are just trying to, you know, work with what the public, what they assume the public is looking for.
Just a quick overview of the process in the Senate. So you mentioned there's a couple of different bills. Will they vote on each of those? Will they combine them? What do you anticipate happens there?
Well, they will have a hearing on each of them, and my I'm guessing they'll choose one and work with that. What I would like to see in the end is House Bill 1158 and House Bill 1425, which is the path to zero combined and passed as one package. A lot of people think I might be dreaming with that because if we do that, you know, there probably won't be room for very much significant property tax relief. And the whole chatter is that, you know, they think that we should be doing a little bit of both.
So it's important for our listeners, if you would like tax relief with that big, ginormous surplus that's there, that you let your members of the Senate know, hey, I want an income tax cut. I like this idea, you know.
Well, absolutely, Scott. It's important to contact your senators. The income tax proposal in 1158 provides the most relief of any of the bills out there. So if you're looking at relief in terms of dollars, that is the bill that you want to pass.
Sounds great. Well, appreciate the update, and we will keep following this and encourage our listeners to let folks know in the Senate they want an income tax cut. Bring it down. Bring it down, that's for sure. Hey, Craig, thanks for the time today. Keep up the good work.
Yep, thank you, Scott.
Short break, back with more. Tom Tucker from our news team is out assessing the road conditions and the visibility. We'll get an update from him coming up and more of your comments.
For the history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Think about it. Minnesota has the largest budget surplus in history, and Governor Tim Walz still wants to raise car tap fees every year. His new plan will collect taxes on 160% of the value of your car. How is that fair? Think about it. Gas prices and inflation are still high, and Democrats are making it worse with higher car tab fees. That's not fair. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The Steve Dace radio program?
Yeah, I have.
Used to use this theme.
Yeah, I love it. It should be our theme song for 2024. Won't get fooled again. Won't get ripped off again. Won't get duped again.
We got to wait for the world to change first.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we're waiting on the world to change. Friends, did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It is true. Learn more at ndpetroleum.org, ndpetroleum.org, North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Emailer says, Scott, I've got the KVLY tower cam pulled up on my computer. And I'm not kidding. I just saw someone that was going eastbound on I-94 back up because they missed their exit. Luckily, no one else was nearby. But still, if you miss your exit, take the next one and turn around.
Oh.
Is that a hard thing to do?
Oh, it's amazing, some people. It's like, really? Just take the hit and go to the next turn and...
Yeah.
I
missed my exit this morning, and I went around.
Late. Yeah, I see it all the time.
Yeah, no kidding. Tom Tucker from our news team is out and about assessing how things are right now. Tom, what's the latest?
Hey, Scott. Things remain awfully treacherous out here. I'm at 13th Avenue South and 25th. And I continue to count the number of cars that are stuck, stranded. I think I'm up to about 15 to 17 that I've seen so far this morning while I've been out driving around for the past hour or so. Been on 13th now for a good couple of miles heading westbound. I'm making my way over to the Dairy Queen in Moorhead, which is, I'm told, is still going to be opening up today, so I'm looking forward to having a peanut butter parfait when I get over there if I make it alive.
Oh, you're going big. You're going big. I love it.
Yes. Hey, you know what? While I'm working, I have to exercise the sweet tooth a little bit. But yeah, you know, 13th here at 25th, it's really bad. It looks as though the plows have not been, you know, across either one of these streets for some time. A short while ago, I was out in West Fargo at the light. 32nd between Veterans and Cheyenne was actually in pretty good shape. I saw some heavy snow plows out that looked like they were from the city of West Fargo. Clearing the roadways there. So that particular part of West Fargo looked like it was in pretty good shape. But coming over here now into the city of Fargo, it looks like there's still a lot of work to do on these roadways. The wind is pretty steady right now. I'd say visibility, I'm guessing, maybe about a quarter mile. As you might imagine, the traffic is relatively light. You know, thankfully that's the case. And I'm seeing, unfortunately, though, but at the same time, a number of people out here in passenger cars, you know, Hondas and Civics and, you know, little Mazdas and things like that. These people should not be out on the roadways in these cars because a good number of them are getting stuck.
Oh, it's just a no-brainer, you would think. I mean,
the people you've seen that are stuck, Tom, are they working on getting loose? Have they abandoned their vehicles? What did you see of those 17 or so vehicles you saw stuck?
It seemed like, oh, I don't know, I think most of them did have people, you know, there still with the vehicles. Over in West Fargo, I saw a smaller city pickup truck with a plow on it digging out a couple of people. I'd say maybe, you know, three or four of the cars appear to be, you know, totally abandoned altogether. But yeah, Scott, it's just awful out here. It's a mess. It's a disaster. You know, people just need to stay inside and not come out here. It's not good.
And if you do have to go, you're, you know, essential employee somewhere, or a doctor, a nurse, whatever, it better be in a four-wheel drive vehicle, right?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, you got that right, Scott. And then, like I said, you know, just some of these small passenger cars out here that don't have all-wheel drive, don't have four-wheel drive, obviously, they shouldn't be out here. So, yeah, get into a pickup truck, get into a Jeep, you know, whatever it takes to get to your destination safely.
Tom Tucker, thanks for the update. We'll chat later.
Okay, guys, take care.
Appreciate it. A note from Bonnie Amistadi here says, Christ the King Lutheran Church in Moorhead canceling all activities and services for the day. Any other news you want to get us on that front, feel free to get it in here, and we'll get it on the air for our listeners for sure. Let's take a couple of minutes here until the top of the hour break. And, by the way, we still have Michael Lindell coming up just after the news, talk about Arizona, and a guest from the David Horowitz Freedom Center who has unearthed a little mess in Los Angeles that they are firing what they consider right-wing cops and hiring diversity hires. Can't make it up.
What could possibly go wrong?
Dexter says, got to scrape off my solar panels and de-ice my wind turbine blades. I love this green stuff.
No, so yeah, solar panels. Oh, wait a minute, no.
Yeah, don't we love our
listeners? They got plenty of batteries.
Yes, exactly right. heroes, first responders, snowplow drivers, Dean Wysocki and the Flag Family Storm Team, Flag Family Empire show hosts who keep us informed from wherever they are. Well, thank you. We appreciate that, and we did ask, who are your heroes on this day? It is definitely the snowplow drivers to me. That and law enforcement that have to go no matter what. Absolutely, but who's yours? Let us know. Lester says, there are plenty of doctors saying the masks don't work. It's the hospital administration pushing the mask, and it's not a medical consensus. Yeah, that's something we hinted at earlier. I agree
exactly.
with you.
Exactly. That's spot on.
Another listener, troopers never have the option to call it and go home. They're expected to be out on the gates rescuing stranded people. There's no such thing as a storm day for troopers. Even if the plows get pulled, they are still expected to work. There's your storm. Heroes, troopers, bring us more. 237-1590.
Red Bull. 3 60-ounce cans are only $8 at a PetroServe USA near you. A 24-ounce can of Arizona tea, just 79 cents. Big 28-pack of Nestle water, $4.99. Try out some Butcher meat sticks for $4.79 or Hammond's chocolate bars. Buy one, get one free. How about a green laser pointer for just $19.99? Tie-dye hoodies, buy one, get one free. Or t-shirts, $4.99 each or three for $10.99 at a PetroServe USA near you.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.